WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Weekend law enforcement activity in the Twin Cities include a twin murder, an officer being dragged by a vehicle, and four armed robberies.
College Station police investigators believe drugs and or robberies the motive for gunfire yesterday morning around 2 a.m. at the University Trails apartments on Luther. Two men were shot and killed. A third man who was shot was treated and released at a local hospital, and a woman who was not hurt was the one who contacted CSPD. One other man at the scene left before police arrived and has not been found. Detectives are still looking into whether anyone else was involved. Identities are online at WTAW.com. Saturday night outside the Walmart in West Bryan, a police officer was dragged by a vehicle as he was investigating a welfare concern call. The driver has not been found. The policeman was treated and released at a local hospital for a possible concussion, a large bump on his head, bruises, and road rash. Six people were the victims of armed robberies in the Twin Cities Saturday during the midnight hour. In College Station, one of three roommates living at Parkway Place Apartments was struck on the head with a gun. That was after a group of men demanded drugs and money but left with video games and a hoverboard. In Bryan, police investigated two armed robberies at the Presidio Apartments on Finfeather and a third in a parking lot three blocks away. One of those victims was hospitalized with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Additional opportunities for workforce education could be coming to the Twin Cities. Discussion at the last College Station City Council meeting included comments from Julie Schultz. She brought up what is being done by a Research Valley Partnership Committee, partially in light of that being a priority in Bryan's proposed comprehensive plan.
And I said, well, how is that a part of comp plan? But it seems to be an issue with a lot more than just those folks of us that are that talk about this kind of thing. So I thought that was really interesting that there's citizens out there that are really focused on that.
Steve Aldrich added discussion of the RVP's new strategic plan has included the creation of a just-in-time workforce training program.
Whether it's a facility, whether it's a conglomeration of different people all working together, but the ability to be able to have somebody and say, okay, if you're coming here, what do we need to do to be able to give you your just-in-time workforce readiness?
Schultz says the RVP committee could have a report in the next 2 months. More retail is expected along the freeway in College Station. That's after the city council approved rezoning vacant property in front of the Science Park property located along the northbound service road between Emerald Parkway and Raintree Drive. James Benham was part of the unanimous vote over the objection of at least one nearby homeowner who was concerned about increased traffic.
It's buffered by the buildings next to it and the churches on the north and south. And they do have the ability to exit to the south and get directly on the feeder and not load up the intersections to a high degree.
Staff recommendations include turning lanes into both entrances of the property off the frontage road. Heading in and out of the College Station's Baylor Scott and White Hospital now includes a state historical marker. There was a dedication yesterday of the original site of Rock Prairie Baptist Church. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission says the ceremony also commemorated the 125th anniversary of the donation of land by Adam Reuter, who also provided the wood and labor for the building that would become a church as well as a school. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M Athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is scheduled. Game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure east of the area will continue to move Gulf of Mexico moisture into the region. We'll keep a watch on showers and thunderstorms off the coast. They may kind of percolate there the next few days. We'll have some sunshine today. There could be a shower or storm 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Risk of a shower or thunderstorm, 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, 90 to 95. Partial sun, maybe a storm Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it was one of my favorite weeks for sports because I'm going to update you on high school football. Also, Zach Taylor is going to have your Aggie football report. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers take out the Indians while the Houston Astros fell to the Rays. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's not a full moon, so I don't know. That's not the reason. But it just seems the world went really zonkers over the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, just weird stuff going on. But we've got a lot of it to tell you about today. And if I miss anything, be sure and let me know.
Oh, will do.
Okay.
Because you're not lying. Weekend was crazy.
We're finding out that liberals suck at spelling, but conservatives love profanity. Okay. Found that out. Obviously, a glorious weekend for crime in the area.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I can't think of a dad who's in Dallas or Houston who didn't log onto the internet and just... Let's see what's going on in the hometown where I left
yeah.
my 18-year-old. So
at least it wasn't as bad as Chicago, though.
Well, and that's the other thing. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But right now, their dad's going, well, I can't transfer to Austin. That won't work.
No.
San Angelo and Commerce are looking better and better. Nacogdoches, you got to just worry about drunk frat guys. But wow.
And UNT, you just have to worry about all those musicians up there.
Yeah, see, well, that, yeah, exactly. But again, this is really no way to start the college year or the school year or any of that. All right, in the meantime, a man using drugs for days at a California motel just finally had enough. He thought that the rest of the drug users that he knew had most of the drugs that he had acquired. So he called police. Officers arrived, and the man told him, well, there'd been a group of people here in the past 3 days using and selling drugs, and he is for sure that they took advantage of him and stole his drugs so they could go out and sell them on the street.
Oh, that's where they went.
Yeah, that's it. He said, I had people here, and they were using drugs, and so was I, and now I don't have any drugs left, and I think they stole them from me.
Nothing like reporting illegal drug theft to the police.
Well, who else is going to handle it for you, you know?
Information.
Is he saying, my mom always told me to call the police if something goes wrong? And, well, you know, I'm just saying.
I don't know if anyone stole them.
Yeah.
I think you used them, buddy.
Yeah, they're not here anymore, okay?
Where did they go?
What could have possibly happened?
If he thought it was a good idea, chances are he's using too much.
Yes.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
Good morning. It's 6:14. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Boy, we're getting to the end of August, as a matter of fact, aren't we? It's 29th.
New month this week.
That's right. It's the Burr months. They get started. It's day 242. Got 124 of them to go. All right. So we got more herbs, less salt day.
That's today.
It's a pretty good suggestion.
I almost missed it.
Well, it is a good suggestion because, you know, you just reach for salt and there's really some other pretty good things you could put on chicken and things like that that actually give it flavor. If you cook it slowly.
I just don't use
like
fresh herbs quickly enough.
You know, good point.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. It looks so appealing. Oh, I'll do this. That'll be so great. And then three weeks later.
Wilty and dead.
Yeah, you're going, what is this stuff back here?
What's this green goo in the back of my fridge?
Right. Well, and you know, if you watch the Food Network or something, I forget what the that Barefoot Contessa or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She always goes out in the garden and snips off some basil or something like that. Well,
let me go grab some fresh mint.
Yeah, exactly. Really? Yeah. And then her husband goes, oh, yeah, okay, well, this is good. I mean, has he ever once said that's not as good as what you made yesterday?
Right.
I mean, do we know?
Usually if I put something other than salt on chicken, it includes salt, like garlic
salt. Well, sure.
Salt.
Okay. Well, that could be. But, you know, a little Italian seasoning and poultry seasoning stuff like that might not be bad. Oh, I don't know about this one. Individual Rights Day. Today, if you find somebody misbehaving, you're going, what the heck is going on? Well,
they're exercising their individual rights.
That's it. That's exactly. They tell us it's in honor of John Locke, the writer who argued that the rights of each single human being is celebrated on this date. So
it's a
there
good,
you are.
Good idea in theory. In
well,
practice,
yeah, oh, sure. Well, it's when you go to life, liberty, property, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of petition to government. Okay. But the problem is then they want to take it one more step, and that obviously offends somebody. But this is big for your libertarians, right?
Sure, yeah. Well, there's a fine line between freedom and control, really.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
that's true.
Once it gets to a certain point.
That's it. According to Hoyle Day, all those rules, you know, it's everything's according to Hoyle. All right, we got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. John McCain, actually, is 80 today.
All
pretty
right.
Cool. Liam Payne is 23. He's one of the guys in One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
Kids probably know that one. Leah Michele is 30. He's, I mean, she's the star of Glee. Yeah,
yeah,
and she's now on Scream Queens, which is pretty cool. Let's see here. Dante Bosco is 41.
Oh,
most people don't know who he is unless you know about Rufio from Hook.
Oh, Rufio.
That's pretty cool, right?
Hey. Right, okay, I'll go along with that. Yeah.
The mom from Spy Kids, Carla Guiano, is 45.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca De Mornay is 57 from Risky Business. You remember that?
Okay.
Robin Leach is 75 today.
Which
pretty
was
cool.
Really, yeah, way ahead of his time.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Exactly. I mean, this guy, really, if you took anything that was rooted in what he did, and was he on Entertainment Tonight? Is that what he did? Or
I think so.
And then he had his own show. Yeah. I know that. But
champagne
now,
wishes and caviar dreams.
Yeah. How many hours of stuff do we have now, which is nothing but the rich and famous,
right?
And what they do.
He's kind of a pioneer.
I get,
right?
Yeah, exactly. A trailblazer.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Dan Truman is 60. That's Diamond Rio's piano player.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Schumacher is 77. He had some good movies, but he's also pretty much credited with killing the Batman franchise in the
90s. Yeah.
And Elliot Gould is 78.
Wow. All right. There you are. And wouldn't necessarily mention it, but Michael Jackson would have been 58 today.
That's right.
Wow.
Just to make you feel old. All right, 618.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Congressman Trey Gowdy says that Hillary Clinton and her team went to extreme lengths to ensure that 30,000 emails that she deleted from her server could never be recovered. Now, speaking of Fox News, Gowdy revealed that Clinton used a software program called Bleach Bit, which, according to the Daily Caller, prevents recovery and hides traces of deleted files. Now, the South Carolina congressman said, quote, they didn't just push the delete button. They had them deleted so even God couldn't read them. Website advertising Bleach Bit describes the product, quote, beyond simply deleting files, BleachBit includes advanced features such as shredding files to prevent recovery, wiping free disk space to hide traces of files deleted by other applications. Well, I thought these were just emails about yoga, a funeral, and a wedding.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Want to be cool in a cool car? Then get your car's air conditioner fixed at Pete's Auto Care. Pete's Auto Care is a state-of-the-art facility for auto repair and maintenance. And the guys at Pete's are fast, friendly, honest, and just plain good at car repairs. So be cool in a cool car this summer. Get your car's air conditioner running like a champ. Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Blinn College. Pete's Auto Care.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, 621, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So here we are Monday. Kristen Haynes has shared her homeless story in a post on the San Francisco blog, The Bold Italic. She's in her mid-30s, living on a journalist's salary in a city where the median rent price for your one-bedroom apartment is $3,500.
Whew.
Yeah. She hated that.
Median
yeah,
price,
that's
people.
Right.
Median.
Yeah, that's middle right there. Okay. Now, she hated that she didn't have enough cash to pay down her debt or save money.
Welcome to life.
Yeah. So she joined a gym, put her stuff in storage or otherwise disposed of it, and moved into her car with her boyfriend where they drove to various campgrounds at night. She didn't have a toilet or kitchen or electricity or TV and cable, but in the, from the blog, quote, first 40 days alone, I paid off $3,700 in debt and saved $2,500 on rent. And we had a blast roasting salmon in foil over campfires.
Oh, so fun.
Playing guitars and drinking beer under the pinprick lights of 1,000 stars, end quote. And on the weekends, with no home to clean or maintain, they were free to travel out of town.
You know, this is great.
During those months, she spent about $400 on living expenses, $200 for the gym, $150 for storage, and about $50 a month for various camping costs.
And so I'm guessing at the gym is where she would shower
yep,
and get
right.
ready. Yeah, and
get socially presentable.
Yep.
Right.
Socially presentable.
After 4 months, she felt that she had saved enough to go back into the world of housing, rented a room on a houseboat, like you would, shared it with her roommates, and in May, she got laid off from her job. So now she's moved on to her boyfriend's sailboat, where they are both living full-time.
You know, there are some people who are homeless who, you know, don't have the ability to get a job
yes,
currently who
true.
Don't find it quite so glamorous.
No, that's true. But anyway, I'm glad that she was able to blog.
Interesting story.
Well, and again, you have to remember where your audience is.
Yeah.
I thought if you're doing that in, I don't know, Kansas City or some middle America, that story wouldn't play so well in Birmingham, Alabama does at San Francisco, but... We're really happy for
you're a free soul.
That's right.
Good for
yeah.
her.
And on the weekends they could travel. Isn't that wonderful?
They're traveling every night of the dang week.
I want to know what kind of car the boyfriend has.
Yeah.
You know, that would be nice to know.
Well, also that's not super revolutionary. That's just being a hippie. That's
yeah.
all that
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, again, that's what I say. It works in San Francisco. They're going. Yeah, I knew people who did that 50 years ago.
Exactly.
What's the big deal? You know.
Go with your money now. Four former employees of Hewlett-Packard have filed a lawsuit alleging they were victims of age discrimination as the tech giant pared its workforce in recent years. Their suit alleges violations of California and federal laws and seeks class action status on behalf of other workers who were 40 years old or older at the time they were laid off. A truck transporting Takata Corporation airbag inflators and propellants that are at the center of a global recall exploded in Texas earlier this month, resulting in one death and four injuries. The truck operated by a subcontractor was traveling to a Takata plant in Eagle Pass, Texas on August 22nd when the accident occurred. After a relatively quiet period, we'll get a flood of initial public offerings after the Labor Day holiday, but the window for offerings is expected to shut about 6 weeks later amid political uncertainty ahead of the presidential election. One of the largest expected IPOs is Valvoline Incorporated, an engine and auto maintenance business. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, BrazosValleyBride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
Good morning. It's 627, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do concrete urethane raising. So for more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Kind of had some showers just kind of moving through the area, certainly yesterday, some hit and misses. Anyhow, got a 50-50 chance of that happening again today, and a northeasterly wind. So a high of 89, but it should feel pretty pleasant with the northeasterly winds out there. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain. Still have a 30% chance of rain hanging out for Tuesday, and there's a mention of rain in the forecast each day this week. High temperature will probably be in the lower 90s. Low temperatures will be in the middle 70s. If we want to peek ahead to Saturday, that's when A&M plays football, partly cloudy, and a high temperature probably will be about 92 or so. Slight chance of showers in the forecast. So we'll see what happens. Right now, again, winds out of the northeast at 12. Feels pretty good out there. Partly cloudy skies. Got 74 degrees.
I know parents want to send their kids to outstanding schools. Let me show you the outstanding school I go to. It's the Texas Public School, not far from my house. Lots of choices academically. Highly rated and experienced teachers. I love all the activities. My school has everything. Texas Public Schools. The closer you get, the better they look.
This message brought to you by the Texas Association of School Boards.
In order to be successful, sometimes it's not enough to work hard. You have to figure out how to stand out. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Sometimes to be successful, you have to do more than just work hard. You have to get scrappy. For example,
maybe you want to be scrappy after the fact so that you can say, oh, you know, I just made my best presentation. I just had my final interview. What can I do to just put a nice, beautiful finishing touch on that final meeting, interview, or presentation?
Terry Shodine, author of the book Scrappy, says, as an example, someone interviewed to be an intern at her company.
Turned out that she found out when my birthday was, and her birthday was on the exact same day. So when she came into the office, part of her interview strategy was to talk about the fact that she had done her homework, the things that she had read about my company, and that, by the way, we actually had the same birthday. And I just thought that was clever.
You just have to be careful not to take it too far and get too creepy.
And do what we call a pre-mortem. Pre-mortem says, all right, in a best-case scenario, what could happen? And in a worst-case scenario, what could happen? And you really try to think those things through before you execute.
Being scrappy is to do something that makes you stand out.
It's why we love all the great movies, like The Karate Kid. Like, there's something about that underdog doing an organic, beautifully executed, scrappy effort and winning. I mean, who doesn't love that story?
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Presented by MSC Opus and sponsored locally by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. For tickets, visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council was told at its last meeting to expect a report from the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency in the next 2 months about how to grow workforce education in the Twin Cities. Councilman Carl Mooney is among those following the work of the RVP committee.
It's interesting to see how this is progressing because there's a real interest to see if Blinn College has an interest in participating in a comprehensive workforce plan.
Mooney says attracting businesses is difficult when there is not an adequate workforce.
28 different types of vocations were identified by this group. So they're also looking at Texas Technical College out of Waco as perhaps being a partner. Texas Technical College is already working with the Council of Governments at the workforce place over there on 29th Street.
Steve Aldrich added discussion of the RVP's new strategic plan has included the creation of a just-in-time workforce training program.
That way it's not people coming here relocating. It is we're taking opportunities for people who already live here in the community. And hopefully the benefit of that would be is we'll be able to have significantly enhanced compensation and wages for people.
Workforce development is also a priority in the City of Bryan's proposed comprehensive plan. The College Station City Council has rezoned property along the freeway across from Central Park. John Nichols acknowledged the surrounding residential developments in front of the Science Park property located along the northbound service road between Emerald Parkway and Raintree Drive.
We do need more opportunity to bring the retail square footage to College Station that citizens have been asking us to look for. It is a sales tax generation opportunity as well, which contributes to the general fund. And frankly, I think we need to continue to look at these kinds of properties as the Comp Plan Review Committee suggested.
While the council's vote was unanimous, Blanche Brick predicted future traffic congestion after the property is developed, getting in and out from the frontage road.
What is it that's recommended?
Two D-cell lanes, one for each of the existing driveways.
And this is what they are recommending, and they're saying it will bear the traffic.
Correct, yes.
I'm going to support it because that's their recommendation. My prediction is we're looking at a very big traffic problem there.
Behind the new retail space remains property that is zoned light industrial. College Station police continue to look for a man who left the scene of a shooting early yesterday morning that left two men dead.
Investigators believe a robbery and or drugs led to the gunfire around 2 a.m. at the University Trails Apartments on Luther. One of at least two men who went to the apartment was killed was identified as 20-year-old Bryson Rhodes of Wortham. Police are searching for Rhodes' accomplice who left before officers arrived and has not been found. One of the residents, 20-year-old Jack Lopez of Rosenberg, was killed. Lopez's roommate, who was not identified, was treated for a gunshot wound at a local hospital and released. A woman who locked herself in the bathroom escaped injury and is the person who contacted police. Other weekend law enforcement activity included a Bryan policeman on a welfare concern call landing in the hospital. A woman drove away from the parking lot at the West Bryan Walmart Saturday night as the officer was trying to turn off the ignition from outside her car. The driver has not been found. The officer is out of the hospital after being treated for road rash, bruises, a large bump to his head, and a possible concussion. Saturday during the midnight hour, there were four armed robberies in the Twin Cities. Bryan police responded to three in a seven-minute span on Finfeather Road. Two were at the Presidio Apartments. The third, which was in a parking lot three blocks away, left the victim in the hospital with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. College Station police responded just after midnight to Parkway Apartments. Three roommates say a group of men entered their apartment uninvited. The roommates followed the suspects outside after they took video games and a hoverboard. That resulted in one of the suspects pulling out a gun and hitting one of the victims on the head. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Supporters of the high-speed passenger bullet train between Houston and Dallas includes the chairwoman of the Denton County Republican Party. Lisa Hendrickson says explosive growth in North Texas makes rail development a necessity.
No matter what we do, the amount of people that are moving to the state of Texas daily is increasing and not slowing down. And as someone that's lived in Texas a long time, it seems that as soon as our highways are complete, they're full.
Denton County's GOP committee hosted a meeting over the weekend about the project, which included representatives of Texas Central Partners. The newest state historical marker in Brazos County was dedicated yesterday. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission says the ceremony took place on the 125th anniversary of the land being deeded as the site of Rock Prairie Baptist Church. The building, which was moved to the Milliken area in 2008, was also used as a school. The land was donated in 1891 by Adam Reuter, who also provided the wood and labor for the building. The historical marker is located at the traffic circle on Scott and White Drive in front of the medical center. WTAW News is 637. I got 74 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made from scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call my daughter Michelle or me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
Hey, good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partly sunny for today. There could be some showers and thunderstorms later today. Highs will be up around 90. Lots of cloudiness tonight. The risk of some showers and storms. Overnight lows 70 to 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow. There's the chance for shower or thunderstorm 90 to 95. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tomorrow night, low 70 to 75. Little change through Wednesday, partly sunny, maybe a storm or two, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's got your Aggie football report. Also, if you missed the Friday Night Lights, don't worry, I'll update you on high school football. Also, in Major League Baseball, the Rangers took down Cleveland, while the Astros lost to Tampa. And how did Brock Osweiler fare against the Cardinals in the Texans' third game of the preseason? I'll have all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Some of the Friday Night Light was lightning.
Yeah, that's true. And that was all easy for me to say. I don't know what's happening there.
Took them a while to finish up the old ball games. Well, again, and when it's Board Op Central here, and we've got like seven games going on or whatever.
Gets a little crazy.
It does. And then when you find out, well, I don't know, I was listening to, I guess I was trying to listen to the beginning of the A&M Consolidated game, and I think then they bailed out to Rutter because that was the only game.
Game going on.
Yeah. It's like we had a network for Rudder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually I guess they got all that stuff taken care of. The insanity that we mentioned at the beginning of the show certainly was available in politics. Okay, there's this guy named Rince Priebus. So it's all about immigration. We're doing immigration and, I guess, well, of course, racism. We want to keep that going because that always gets everybody all fired up.
Yep, hot topic.
Yep.
So, you're a bigot. No, you're a bigot.
Yeah, no, you were a bigot first. Yeah. So Rince Priebus, who's the chairman of the Republican Party, I guess this is what he's paid to do, is go out and support Donald Trump. So that's what he did yesterday on Meet the Press. There you go. Here we go. Again, he's saying, this job doesn't pay enough, and I'm having to say good things about this guy.
Yep.
So, all right, let me see if we can find Rince again. Nah, okay, hang on. Okay. That's an epic fail. All right, Rince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican Party, talking about his new best friend.
His position is going to be tough. His position is going to be fair, but his position is going to be humane. Uh-huh. He's going to build and complete the border wall that was set in place in 2006 by Congress. It's going to be paid for. I believe that he is going to, when he talks about deportation, he's going to go after people who are here and are criminals and shouldn't be here.
Okay.
And
some of those. He's going, well, okay, fine. Then of
choking
course,
it out.
He's like, I'm doing my best.
That's right. Exactly. This is what I'm supposed to do. Then of course, David Plouffe, who was the I think the campaign chairman for Barack Obama, pretty much just rolls out the old, talk about Donald Trump, basically rolls out the old psychopath this weekend. Here we go. All right.
Grandiose notion of self-worth, pathological lying, lack of empathy and remorse. So my point, so here's, I think he does, right? I don't have a degree in psychology.
Okay. But you're going to go ahead and.
So you don't know is what you're saying.
I'm still going to go ahead and judge.
And you had asked me last week, you know, did I remember days when, you know, things were not said very nicely about the candidates. I don't know that we've ever heard the word psychopath before.
Yeah.
So
okay.
From that standpoint, that's
new.
Yeah, that's original.
Yeah. So anyway, then let's move on to racism. They're gonna roll out Ben Carson. Ben Carson's gonna make an appearance this week, and of course, so they have him discuss that.
If you ask one-time Republican presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson, the longtime narrative has been confused. On CBS Face the Nation, he points to liberals as the reason behind the racial strife of decades past.
Where did the Ku Klux Klan come from? It came from the Democratic Party. Who was the party of slavery? Who was the party of Jim Crow and discrimination? Who was the party that pushed through the civil rights legislation and voting rights. That was the Republicans.
Carson did say the GOP is late to the game when it comes to offering alternatives to Democratic policies targeting minorities.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Carson
will campaign with Donald Trump next month.
Okay.
Late to the game.
Late to the game. Oh, we're sorry.
Late than never.
That's right. We were busy doing something else before we looked at that nagging racism issue. Okay. Fine.
You know, I in the words of the kids these days, I can't even.
Yeah, there you are.
I just can't.
But I think, and just for you, I think I've got some of this Johnson fellow. What's his
Woo-hoo!
Name?
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson. What's yeah, okay.
Name?
All right.
Hey, if he ever gets to debate, then
That's
you'll
right.
never forget
That's
it.
Right. Okay, here we go. So here's Gary Johnson talking about debates.
Winning the election. Yes, I would say game over, winning the election. But the Presidential Debate Commission has identified five polls. We're at 10% flat on those five polls. And that's an increase, really, of probably about 4% consensus over the last 6 or 7 weeks. So we're optimistic that we're going to actually get into the debates.
Okay.
Optimistic.
Now, here's something interesting, though.
At least somebody around here is.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people say that there's no chance whatsoever that a third-party candidate could win. But guess who was a third-party candidate when they won? Abraham Lincoln.
Hey.
Oh.
He was a Republican and a third-party candidate in that debate.
Chelsea,
that
it sounds like he's been reading up this weekend.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, a little bit of history there. Brad.
Laying that on us.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly.
The man himself.
And oh, I don't know. Again, I guess they're talking about the shootings in Chicago simply because it was a member of Dwayne Wade.
It was Dwayne Wade's cousin.
Cousin
yeah.
who gets killed. Never mind, the Chicago Tribune, by the way, reports, homicides in Chicago are up 49% this year.
49.
Now, let's say that you live in a small town and there have been 4 homicides, okay? Then there are 2 more homicides. Well, let's make 1 more homicide. Okay, then that's a substantial statistical increase.
Sure.
But you're dealing with little numbers.
Right.
It's pretty tough to push things up 49% in Chicago. More than 2,200 people shot so far. 441 have been killed.
Wow.
Think about that.
What is the capacity of Reed Arena?
Yeah, well, it's 12,000.
So,
all right,
so,
we're not there.
No, not quite
but
there, but
441 are killed and we're not even in September yet.
Yeah. And I mean, we're talking about that's more than, you know, some soldiers.
That's
you know,
right.
Group chunks of soldiers who are fighting in a war.
Yeah.
473 deaths all last year in Chicago. We haven't gotten to September, and there's 441.
I mean, what is going on
in
that city?
And it's, I mean, obviously a tragedy that this lady was shot. It was two guys going to shoot each other, and
she got in the middle.
She was hit.
Yeah.
She got hit, and why is there no outrage over that? I don't understand how the media doesn't talk about that
right.
every day.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah.
And we know what happens. They're going, hey, we've got really strict gun laws. Fine. People go out of town and they buy the gun. I mean, the problem is they got the guns. And banning guns is not going to solve this problem. Making guns illegal is not going to solve this problem. Oh, yeah. You killed the guy. Oh, and we're going to charge you for having a gun, too. Doesn't do it.
No. No.
Anyway, and
but you're right. There has to be more said about this because one person dies in, you know, some type of incident and it hits the media and it goes crazy and it's viral and everyone's talking about it. And you've got hundreds of people dying in a city and you don't, you know, it may make. And like you said, it made a headline because it was Dwayne Wade's cousin.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it made a it
what
made
about the other 440 people who have died this year?
Made the headlines for the wrong reason. All right.
Yep.
648.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 3rd, learn all about fall brush control. Come learn about species and application this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are some great plants waiting for you just down the street. They're special plants of the fall, and they're hoping you'll be by the garden center sometime soon to pick them up. They could change the way you think about fall gardening in Texas, and you don't want to miss the chance to watch their magic unfold in your garden. I'll be back with special plants of the season right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is the alternative solution to effectively protect fruit and vegetables. It uses naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results you want. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is in a convenient and easy-to-use, ready-to-spray. Its 3-in-1 product kills fungus, insects, and mites, including spider mites. It prevents black spot, rust, powdery mildew, and many more. Read the label for a complete listing. This product can be used on roses, vegetables, flowers, shrubs, and houseplants. Use it up to the day before harvesting fruit and vegetables. Read and follow label directions. Natria, Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced Natria, N-A-T-R-I-A. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. If we're going to talk about special plants for the fall, let's start with Salvia leucantha. It's more easily remembered as Mexican bush sage. It's one of the really showy large salvias. It's native to southwest Texas. It's root hardy in all but the coldest winter weather. It's the tallest of our salvias, making it the perfect backdrop to mums, marigolds, and other fall flowers. In flower, it can be 4 feet tall and 3 feet wide. There's a more compact version. It's called Santa Barbara. And you can also pinch the growing tip out of the regular Mexican bush sage in late spring to keep it more compact. Fall asters are old-time plants that you see in many early neighborhoods of Texas. If you trim it lightly in May to keep it compact, it will grow to 30 inches tall by fall. It has graceful fine foliage that's topped for several showy weeks each fall by small daisy-like lavender blue flowers. The bloom time may vary by several weeks, but it usually will flower during September or early October. Like the Mexican bush sage, it will die to the ground over the winter. Just trim off the old stubble and wait for new growth to emerge the following spring. Queen's wreath is a South Texas favorite. It's great, and it's a fast vine to 30 to 40 feet tall and wide, although it can be kept more compact, either by growing it on a smaller support or by keeping it trimmed. However, it does grow pretty luxuriantly, and so that trimming could take a lot of your time. Its coral pink flowers are eye-catching in the fall, especially when it's contrasted against the darker, more traditional fall shades of red, burgundy, yellow, and orange. It's hardy in about the southern half of the state. I like flowery Senna. Senna corymbosa used to be called Cassia corymbosa. It's a sister to our popular candle tree. However, this one is shrubby. It may be damaged by cold weather in the northern half of the state. It covers itself with rich, buttery yellow blooms each fall, the perfect complement to shorter bronze, red, or purple mums. Red Wing is a perennial shrub with glossy dark green leaves. It grows to 3 to 5 feet tall and wide, and it produces masses of yellow blossoms that are followed by rich red winged fruit. As a package of flowers and fruit on the plants at the same time in the fall, it's beautiful. It's called Red Wing, Heteropterus argentea. Fall crocus, finally, is my favorite bulb of all. It's a bright yellow, a beautiful plant this time of the year. I'm Neil Sperry. Good landscapes are easier with plans. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. The Texas A&M football team returns to the field this weekend, and with your Aggie football report, here's our very own Zach Taylor.
Well, it's finally here, game week.
Fighting Texas Aggie football set to host number 16 UCLA this Saturday at Kyle Field. Now, a big point of emphasis for the Maroon and White coming into this season is at offensive line. Head coach Kevin Sumlin says he likes the depth and flexibility of the big guys up front.
You know, Jermaine has kind of surfaced, not kind of, but has played very well last week. So moving him to right tackle gives us some flexibility with two older guys that are very, very athletic with he and Avery. To be able to protect the passer on both sides. And then we've got a lot of pieces that can play inside at guard. And then that gives us some flexibility with Coda and Tank Davis, you know, to be flexible players at tackle to move around either as backups or help us inside.
Now, the Aggs released a preliminary depth chart last week with Avery Genesee starting at left tackle, freshman Colton Prater at left guard, Connor Lamphere at right guard, and Jermaine Illuminor at right tackle. Redshirt freshman Eric McCoy is penciled in at center. The guys take on the 16th-ranked Bruins Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Broadcast will be on News Talk 1620 WTAW, as well as Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In high school football, the College Station Cougars rolled past Houston C.E. King 56-7 at Crenshaw Memorial Stadium on Friday night. The Rudder Rangers earned their first victory in opening week as well with a convincing 39-21 win on Friday at refurbished Merrill Green Stadium. Meanwhile, Consol's football season opener against Compress Cove was canceled Friday night because of weather. The Bryan Vikings lost to the Hutto Hippos 59-28. Meanwhile, the Franklin Lions took down the Navasota Rattlers 38-22 at Rattler Stadium. In the NFL,
Osweiler gets the snap, throws downfield, right side, hits Fuller, touchdown Houston! Fuller cashes in with a 26-yard touchdown reception. Osweiler to Fuller, a combination you hope to hear a whole lot of this year.
Brock Osweiler threw for 146 yards and a touchdown, and Houston intercepted two of Carson Palmer's passes in the Texans' 34-24 exhibition victory over the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Osweiler connected with first-round pick Will Fuller on a 26-yard touchdown pass. In Major League Baseball,
first pitch and he's swinging. That one lined out towards center field, drops in, base hit. Beltre around third, Spike Owen waving him. Here comes a relay throw, not in time. Beltre slides in ahead of the throw, and it's 2-0 Rangers.
Derek Holland allowed one run over six innings in his second start off the disabled list. Meanwhile, new left fielder Carlos Gomez made two highlight reel catches, and the AL Best Texas Rangers beat the Cleveland Indians 2-1 Sunday. The Rangers begin a fresh series with the Mariners today in Arlington at 7:05, pregames at 6:30, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Houston,
here's a swing and a drive. Right field and deep. How far is this one going to go? It's off the facade of the upper deck. Corey Dickerson with a three-run blast, and the Rays have blown this one wide open. It's now 9-3.
Chris Archer struck out 10 in seven innings. Corey Dickerson hit a three-run home run, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros 10-4 Sunday. The Astros also begin a fresh three-game series against the Athletics in Houston tonight at 7:10 p.m. And heading out to the links in Farmingdale, New York, Patrick Reed's final round 1-under-70 helped him kick off the FedEx Cup playoffs with a one-shot win in the Barclays. Reed's first victory of the year qualified him for the U.S. Ryder Cup team. Brant Snedeker and Zach Johnson also earned Ryder Cup spots. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 15th annual banquet, Live Love, sponsored by Galleria de Spa and KBTX Media on September 27th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
It's still the heartbeat of Christ to go win that one loss, the hurting, the down and out. If they won't come to us, we're coming to them.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Med's own Dr. Lacefield and Cindy Quinn about health and wellness. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Good 45! Set!
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Citizens State Bank, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Service Insurance Group, and Equity Real Estate.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Let's do a little bit of weather for you. It's brought to you by Action Sports. They're home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. High today, probably about 90 degrees. May not make 90. Going to have some clouds and a 50-50 chance of showers. The other thing that's nice is winds are going to be out of the northeast, so it'll feel pretty good out there. 20% chance of showers.